Let's get to Heather's news.
So officials want you to skip the annual Port Huron float down this year. And Canadian and U.S. Coast Guard officials say that the event is an inherently dangerous activity that could potentially limit rescue resources and create challenging emergency response scenarios. So this event has been going on for a long time. It started back in 1977, continues today. Floaters, you know, in inner tubes, basically, start at Lighthouse Beach. They end up at Marysville Chrysler Beach. It's scheduled for the third Sunday in August, which is this weekend. And you might remember what happened years ago. In 2016, Port Huron and St. Clair Shores shelled out $10,000 to assist participants that got stranded in Canada. Remember, the winds kind of carried thousands of people and their floats into Canada. So that was super expensive.
Different floaters than we heard about in the Olympics.
Yes. Much different floaters. And then they say, besides the potential of getting stranded, there's other dangers that come with this. There's fast moving currents, weather conditions, water temperature. There's a lot of people that participate, and a lot of people are drinking and not wearing life jackets. Hypothermia goes into all of this as too. So basically, they're saying, hey, you know, we can't actually stop you from doing this. This is your choice. We're going to tell you we don't want you to. But if you do it, make sure you have a life jacket. Make sure you have identification in like a waterproof bag in case you do get, you know,
and
into
make
Canada.
Sure that the float with the cooler on it is tied to your float.
Yeah, exactly. They also say don't consume alcohol. So have just cold waters in there,
things like that.
Yeah, bring a paddle, they also say.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick has an NFL opportunity waiting for him if he wants it. Apparently, Jim Harbaugh is interested in bringing in Kaepernick as a coach. So he recently did this interview with USA Today Sports, and Harbaugh said that he reached out to Kaepernick earlier in the year about potentially joining his coaching staff. And we still haven't heard back. It's been months, no word yet, no movement. But Harbaugh said that Kaepernick was one of his favorite players that he ever coached, and that if he were to one day coach football, he would be very good at it. Kaepernick does, however, still has some dreams, his sights set on returning to the NFL as a player.
When do those go away? I mean,
when you get to a certain age. He's 36.
Not to go into those conversations from years ago, but like, okay, maybe it is time to find the next path.
Maybe he's the flag football quarterback in 2028.
John, I heard the Lions still need a backup quarterback. Do we want to take phone calls? No. Oh, okay, never mind.
There's a new study that suggests a key to being a good parent is having some humor.
Oh,
you know, some dad jokes, John.
Yeah.
Being playful, being silly, you know, laughing at crazy or stressful situations is a good thing. There's research that shows parental humor can be the secret ingredient in fostering cognitive flexibility, relieving stress, and promoting creative problem solving and resilience in both the parents and the children.
Well,
file it under common sense. I mean, that makes sense to me, right?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's
laughter goes a long way.
I think my kids will have great cognitive flexibility.
And a lot of parents do believe this as well. 72% of parents believe that humor can be an effective parenting tool. So, see that? I get that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally, a 48-year-old man in Iowa was arrested for attempted murder after he shot his dad in the face. And it was
in the face?
It was all over an argument about stinky feet. Yeah. Thankfully, the dad is going to be okay. He's expected to survive.
He's not a foot washer?
Apparently not. Apparently, he just lets the soap suds wash.
This is a warning for you guys. You never know where this can go. Yeah. You should start scrubbing your feet.
He's okay after being shot in the face?
When the dad was at the hospital, he was able to tell police that he and his son were arguing over his son's stinky feet.
Oh, his son's feet.
Son's stinky feet before the shooting. The son said, yeah, that's exactly what we were fighting about. However, it turned into a bigger fight. That's whenever the son went, grabbed a gun, came back, pointed it at his father, and he says accidentally pulled the trigger. So not only is he now facing attempted murder charges, he was also charged with child endangerment because there was two young kids at the house at the time.
You don't accidentally, I mean, if you draw a gun, you're prepared to use it. So
yes. Yeah.
Come on.
That excuse is not going to fly.
Yes. I said, get those shoes out of here.
Just wash your feet.
It's Heather with the news.